Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Vanished ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Family and friends are still searching for answers after a Minnesota man mysteriously disappeared in Denver last month. 29-year-old Adam Gilbertson was last seen leaving a bar in the early morning hours of December 15th. It's still not known what happened to him after that.
We have theories, and everybody has their own theories as to what happened, but we have nothing concrete or nothing that says he did this or he did this.
29-year-old Adam Gilbertson was last seen leaving a Denver music venue and bar in the early morning hours of December 15th, 2017. Adam is a hospice nurse and known to be an extremely reliable employee. When he didn't show up for work, his employer contacted Adam's family in Minnesota. Adam's family has been desperately searching for him ever since they received that call, making trips back and forth to Denver to look for him. What happened to Adam Gilbertson in the early morning hours of December 15th? There's a lot of speculation going around, but not many clues have been found to point to what may have happened or where Adam could be. I'm Marissa, and this is episode 107 of The Vanished, Adam Gilbertson's story. Audible offers thousands of popular favorites, exclusive new series, guided wellness programs, comedy, and exciting new voices in audio. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. While traveling, working out, walking, doing chores, you decide. I like to listen a little bit each evening while I'm cooking dinner. And it's great for my evening walks, too. Recently, I've been listening to Lay Them to Rest by Laura Norton. It's a fantastic audiobook. You don't want to miss it. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/MIA or text MIA to 500-500. That's audible.com/MIA or text MIA to 500-500. Adam just went missing last month, and I was contacted to cover his disappearance with the hope that maybe we can reach someone out there who has information that's still fresh in their minds. Sometimes there are people out there who have seen or heard something, but they don't even know that it's important because they aren't aware that it could be connected to an investigation. Adam had only been living in Denver for about 4 months before he disappeared. He was working as a hospice nurse and had also recently taken a position as a yoga instructor. He hadn't started this second job yet, but was due to start the Saturday after he went missing. I spoke to Adam's sister, Amy, and she gave me some background information about him.
Adam's our youngest brother. There's four of us, and we're all a year apart, so I'm the oldest, and Adam's the youngest. He is super, super smart and intelligent. He has two different college degrees. He's had really good jobs. He just decided to go back to nursing, even though he left a really good county job here in Minnesota. To go back to nursing. So that's why he originally moved out to Wyoming, Denver area. He has lots of friends. He's social. He likes to go out and do stuff. He is not someone who would just disappear.
Adam had spoken to two of his siblings earlier in the day before he disappeared, and they didn't notice that anything seemed out of the ordinary.
My brother and I had both talked to him that Thursday in the afternoon that he went missing. And he seemed fine. I know that since moving to a new area, he was making new friends. So a lot of the friends he hung out with were new friends. That's about all that was different, I guess.
Since Adam was living alone in Denver, the first person to notice that something was amiss was his employer. Adam was a reliable employee, so when he didn't show up for work, they decided to contact his family.
His employer called me the same day that he didn't show up for work, which most employers wouldn't do that because people miss work all the time, probably. And they even knew that Adam's not like that, that he always goes to work or calls if he can. So it's just completely not like him.
After Adam was reported missing, the Denver Police Department went out to his home. They found his car parked there, the door to his home unlocked, and the keys were on the counter inside. At this point, they had to backtrack and figure out where Adam had been leading up to his disappearance and who he may have been with. This is the timeline that they've been able to establish so far. Adam had been out with some friends that evening, and at 9 p.m. on the 14th, Adam's ID was scanned at the Triangle Bar in Denver. I looked up this bar and saw that it was opening on December 15th, which I thought was strange, but after checking their Facebook page, I was able to see that they actually opened on the 14th for a sneak peek. The Triangle Bar is described as Denver's newest LGBTQ bar. You can see on their Facebook page that this sneak peek was a big event with many photos posted. Adam left the Triangle and then went to a Denver nightclub called Charlie's. He was at this nightclub from 10:45 p.m. to 11:32 p.m. He left Charlie's alone and took a Lyft car back to his car. For anyone who isn't familiar with Lyft, it's a service like Uber. What he told the Lyft driver that night during his ride may be important.
When we talked to the Lyft driver, he said, we asked if they talked in the car, and he said, yeah, he actually said he was harassed at the bar, and that's why he was leaving.
So after Adam was dropped back off at his car at 11:47 p.m., he wasn't seen again until 12:38 a.m., which would now be the 15th. He was seen on surveillance video at a place called the Syntax Physic Opera. This place was within walking distance of Adam's apartment. You can see him on the video in the bar area, and then he went and sat down at a table. At 12:49 a.m., he made a very short Instagram video. You can see him on the video holding a candle that had been on the table. He says, I love you guys, then blows out the candle, and then I believe he says, I really do. He titled the video, For All My Loves. I would have played the audio for you, but the background music at the bar is so loud that it's hard to hear what he says. This video can be found online. It's easier to figure out what he's saying if you watch it. After he posted the video, he left the bar and the surveillance video shows him exiting alone at 12:53 a.m. on the 15th. Then he disappeared into the night and hasn't been seen or heard from again. To walk back home from there would have only been about an 8-minute walk had he taken the most direct route. Some reports have stated that when Adam left, he walked in the opposite direction of his home, but Amy told me that that's just speculation at this point. Another report said that his phone was pinging in that area for about 7 more hours until 8 a.m., but this information is incorrect. The police department is currently working to obtain more information from Adam's phone. I'm hoping that the information on his phone can help lead investigators to Adam. I looked at Adam's social media accounts, and all of his public posts appear to be very positive. He often shared beautiful photos that he'd taken while exploring the outdoors. Many posts included friends and family, and even some talking about his work. There has been a lot of speculation about that short video that Adam made before he disappeared. Does it mean something? Some people think that it was a goodbye message, letting everyone know that he loves them and then blowing out the candle. Others don't want to put too much emphasis on that because he could have just been letting everyone know that he loves them. He was such a friendly, caring person. Maybe that message was that simple. Saying I love you to those that he cares deeply for, but who are far away since his move to Denver. When you watch the video, Adam appears to be happy and smiling. Then there's the issue of Adam telling the Lyft driver that he was being harassed. The police department is currently looking into this and hasn't released any information that they may have gathered about who was harassing him that night. When I first started looking into Adam's disappearance, I was unsure what the exact chain of events were because we know that his car somehow made it back home that evening. I wasn't sure if it was believed that he drove straight home after the Lyft ride or if he had driven to the last bar that he visited. Amy told me what she thinks happened.
He was at a bar with his friends in one area of town, and I think his friends ended up going to another bar. And what I think happened is Adam's super sensitive. Like, he probably got hurt that his friends just left him there and probably hurt his feelings. And so that's why he took the lift to his car, which his car was parked over there. So then he drove his car to his house because his car was found at his house. So he must have driven his car to his house and thrown his keys on the counter, because then that new bar he went to, the Syntax, that's a walking distance from his house. So we think he walked there from his house.
Amy explained to me that everyone has their own theories, but they don't have much information to back any of them up.
I don't know. Just Adam had a lot of friends, and he was super, I don't want to use the word popular, but he was just the kind of person who wouldn't ever disappear. I don't know how to explain that. And yeah, everybody has their own theories. You know, some people think it could be self-harm. Some people think it could be foul play. So we really don't know, which makes it really hard.
Adam's family has created a website about his disappearance. They have a map on there that shows all of the locations that Adam visited the night that he disappeared. I found this to be very helpful when I was trying to visualize the area. You can find that at helpfindadam.com. One thing that I did notice and wanted to mention is that if Adam did head home after leaving the bar, there are no bodies of water that he would have passed on his way home. Nothing to really suggest an obvious accident may have occurred. We don't know if Adam ever made it back to his apartment after leaving the bar. There were no signs of a struggle in his home or any signs of forced entry. So there are still so many questions in this case. What happened to Adam Gilbertson after he left the bar alone at 12:53 a.m. on December 15th, 2017? Do you think that short video he made was some sort of a goodbye? Could he have harmed himself? Or could he have walked away from his life? Why would someone who's accomplished so much and worked so hard to obtain multiple degrees just walk away? Or do you think that there could be foul play involved? Is there more to the story of Adam being harassed that night? Could he have been followed, or could someone have been waiting for him to return to his apartment? Amy told me that her family has hired a private investigator, and they're hoping that will lead to more information soon. Some people have given the family a hard time, claiming that they must know more and that they just aren't saying it, but they really just don't know more. They wish that they did. If you live in the Denver area and would like to help, the private investigator has set up a search for Saturday, January 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I wanted to release this episode as soon as possible with the hope that we can get some more people involved in the search for Adam. Adam is described as being 5'11" inches tall, with brown hair and blue eyes, weighing between 160 and 170 pounds. At the time of his disappearance, he was wearing a black button-down shirt, black pants, a black jacket, and a black winter hat. Please visit helpfindadam.com to see the map that his family has posted. If you have any information, you can email help@helpfindadam.com. or call the Denver Police at 720-913-2000. And when you call, you can reference case number 17-837-972. You can also follow the search for Adam on Facebook at Find Adam Ronald Gilbertson. That brings us to the end of episode 107. I would like to thank Amy for taking the time to speak with me. I will also be releasing the other episode that I had scheduled for this week. I just wanted to get this information out there as soon as possible, with the search happening this weekend. If you would like to reach me, I'm on Facebook, where there's a page and a discussion group. I'm on Twitter at The Vanished Pod and on Instagram as well. If you have a missing loved one that you'd like to have featured on the show, there's a case submission form at thevanishedpodcast.com. Join me later this week. I will be covering the story of a missing man from California. Thanks for listening.
No, we hired a private investigator early on, and we really, like, everybody keeps complaining that we don't give them new information, but we really have no new information.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loureau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.